Backyard Awareness. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. With the approaching fall and winter, state officials are urging poultry producers and folks that have just a few backyard birds to be mindful of safety measures when it comes to bird flu or avian influenza.
We were here today for a media event to highlight highly pathogenic AI and our preparedness for that. We anticipate Tennessee's at risk, and we want to do the best we can getting prepared for that. On a regular basis, we do surveillance for both those diseases. We're just doing more of it this year, trying to be more aware with the risk that may be coming when the weather cools down, and so we're doing more than we ever have before.
State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher says this past year's outbreak of bird flu has been the costliest animal health disaster ever in the United States, and while the disease has never been detected here in Tennessee, veterinarians and other state health officials, along with the State Emergency Management Agency, were at the state fair to bring awareness about the impact of the disease, and they actually performed tests on the birds being shown at the fair.
They're susceptible to bird flu, and they need to be aware of any biosecurity procedure, those procedures that can prevent the entry of the disease on their farm. People and equipment that come to their farm need to be clean, need to be disinfected, going on and off the farms.
The Tennessee Department of Health's Deputy State Epidemiologist, Dr. John Dunn, says while there's no human health risk from this high-path avian influenza strain, folks should always use precautions when around livestock.
We're just glad to be here today to support TDA. We've been working closely with TDA and with Charlie's office and TEMA to prepare for HPAI. And just like Charlie said, there's not a human health concern that we know of right now, but we want to be keep people aware about biosecurity and the things that can help prevent HPAI being a problem in Tennessee.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.